Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, well, well. Hi, everyone. It's so early. Dan, it's so early by us today. I like when I record early with you because we're fresh out of bed. I slept under a new quilt yesterday, not one I made, but one I bought. At Target, I'll tell you all about it. It's going to be an episode full of shopping stories, me getting insulted at the outlet mall, all this and more on a brand new midnight snack. Hi, everyone. I'm here in Miami, Florida right now. You can tell it's early because I hear how I sound right now. And I'm like, good morning. I'm just so, it's early. And Dan Acton has decided it is intimate. I feel it too. That's nice. If you ever wondered what pillow talk was like with me, close your eyes, put your head in your pillow. And this is basically it. Me talking about the outlet mall. Dan Acton is here with us live from Brooklyn, New York. Dan, I miss you. How are you?
Michelle, how are you? It's so great to be on the same time zone and on the same side of the world. I'm excited.
I know. It does feel nice. I mean, being in America, what can I say? Since I've changed and become very, very European, it's funny how it works. You know, yeah. What I missed about being here, and yet it also is part of my story from yesterday, is like, I love being chatty with people. I don't think in an annoying way. I'm not like the guy in Groundhog's Day, you know, following him down the street, but I do like to chat with people. I like to hype people up. Yeah. If I see people in a store doing a nice job, or for example, yesterday I was in the Neiman Marcus outlet. I'll tell you about it very shortly because I know Dan doesn't give a shit. But the dress department was so neat and tidy. And a woman came over, can I help you? And I said, I'm fine, but it's just a pleasure to shop in your department. It's what I said. It was so nice. Because how often do you go shopping and shit's all over, on the ground?
Yeah.
They kept it so nice and neat. I'm thinking this is a dream to shop in this store. And
I actually think that it's wearing off on me. Yeah. No, it's wearing off on me because I'll the complimenting people on if they're doing a good job and you recognize it. Like I was talking to somebody like a nurse or, you know, somebody I was calling for a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And she was so good on the phone that like after I made the appointment, I was like, you're excellent on the phone. But
yes,
like, I was and they feel good. Yeah.
You know, when I call customer service, I'm an unbearable person that I'm well aware of. But when I call customer service, especially if I'm in Amsterdam and I know it's early by them and they're like, good morning, it's Josh. How can I help you? I'm like, Joshy, right. I know it's so early by you. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know, I talk to them like I've known them for 20 years. I'm like, listen, don't kill me. I know it's the crack of dawn, but I need to change my flight. And I think it goes a long way. I'm telling you, I really think they appreciate it. But yeah. I have a 10-second story and then I want to hear everything going on with you. But a couple days ago, I'm in an Airbnb for a week because I changed my flight. I couldn't stay with my parents for 3 weeks. I love them. They're great. I just needed my own space. So I'm very close to them. I can actually see their building from where I'm sitting, which is creepy and funny. And the guy downstairs, this was a couple days ago, 9 a.m., blasting bass drum, but like loud, so loud to the point that the bass was shaking. All my coffees looked like Jurassic Park coffee. You know, I had like the reverberations going through it. So I thought, great. And you know, I look insane in the morning. I look, you know, like, I'm trying to think like Nailhead in Happy Gilmore. I mean, I look crazy, you know? So I thought, okay, I got to like put a bra on now, get my pajamas off, put jeans on and go very politely, of course, you know, with the roof.
Yeah.
Say something. No, genuinely nice. You know, I always, my energy when I'm doing something like this is I'm about to go pick garbage out of a trash, like an old raccoon. But before I do that, do you mind for me? I'm a piece of shit. That's how I should start every complaint. Listen, I'm a huge piece of shit. I know.
Let me just level set. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm the worst.
I'm human fucking trash. You are a king. And yet I come to you with a request. So I'm sure he's hearing every word, by the way. So I went, so I tiptoed downstairs, you know, with a little candle in a holder, like wee willy winky. And I rat-a-tat-tatted with my pinky nail.
Clutching your,
my what?
Clutching your shawl close. Your shawl close.
I'm always chilly. That's something we all know. So I went downstairs. I was like, tap, tap, tap with my pinky. And he opened his door. Young guy, tall, very skinny. Not super hot. I know what you're thinking. Not like that. But anyway, so and the moment he opened his door, it was like in those Maxwell tape ads. The music was so loud, my hair blew back. I mean, it was blasting. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. My hand was literally on my chest, on my clavicle. I said, "I'm so sorry to bother you. I know it's so early. Do you mind just turning the bass down? You know, not the music, because I think you say bass." It's a little less cunty than, can you turn the bass? Because the bass really was coming up through the freaking floorboards. I said, can you just turn the bass down a little bit? And he didn't say anything to me. He kind of looked at me. You know when certain guys or people have like a very dry upper lip, like the fulcrum, what do they call it? The thing that connects the nostrils to the lip is you know what I'm talking about? It's just so scaly. Yeah. He had like one of those. And I said, do you mind just turning the face down a little
and
bit.
Also moisturizing, please.
You mind just exfoliating your top lip for me, please? Thank you.
I know it's early.
I'm so sorry. Do you mind just turning down the crustiness of your upper lip for me? Thank you. So I was so nice. Obviously, I said, I'm so sorry. You know, can you turn the face down? And he just kind of nodded like, he looks like someone who hasn't breathed through his nostrils in a good decade. I mean, just like mouth breather, you know. I said, thank you. I really appreciate it. And then out of nowhere, truly, I don't know where this came from. It was really weird that I even said this. I've never said this as a, obviously as a lie, because it's not true. I said, thanks. I have a kid with me. I went, I have a kid with me. What? Where? What was I doing? I swear on my life, I don't understand what happened. I, the second I said it, I went, are you fucking crazy? Like, what are you talking about? And I said, I think I said, I got a kid with me. What? Is it yours? Whose kid? Whose kid? I mean, and he went,
uh-huh. You're trying to relate to him. You're like, his grammar is probably a little, I got to bump down my grammar.
Maybe go full caveman.
You know how it is.
I got it. It's like the Florida Project. I'm in a motel in Orlando. I'm like, I got a kid with me. I got a pile of bills. There's just, you know, my job, no one can watch my kid today. I got to work. I work all day. I got no one to watch my freaking kid. Just turn the bass down a little bit. I mean, that is really, I think, what I was
I think
going
that's
for.
Why you said, I think that's why you said the bass too, instead of the music. Like, you were trying to, like, I'm on your side.
100%. Well, I do that
a
anyway.
Bit, yeah. Yes. Right.
Like, be cool. Don't be all uncool. I said bass. So wait. So
oh, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, bass. Okay. Nostrils. Just two corks in the holes. I was like, thank you. He closed the door. Anyway, I come back upstairs and I'm like, now what? Now what am I going to fucking do? Because if he, I'm like a Harriet the spy, where I would then tiptoe upstairs. Does she have a kid with her? Does she got a kid with her? I'm going to put my ear up.
He's
going to
come up with some toys.
Toys for tots. I'm like, oh, my tot is with his dad. And by the way, you know what's funny is I pictured it being a little boy. Isn't that weird? Why? Who is this kid?
Huh.
Who is he? Why is he here?
That's just like shock self-therapy or something.
Something is up. I'm not kidding you, because I was like, that is just a very strange thing for me to say. So anyway, then the one good story about it, and I texted you after this happened being like, I'm having a mental break because I just lied that I had a child. And we came up with this whole backstory. If he does come upstairs, I mean, do you want to say what you had a great idea?
Wait, now I gotta
you
look
said
at the text.
No, you, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna say if he comes up and the kid's not here, being like, my ex grabbed him. He never tells me when he's coming here. It's I never know when he's coming. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And you had the funniest one.
Yeah, because you should say that your boyfriend is a UFC fighter and he's always really angry. So this guy, like, is scared.
Backs the fuck up.
This guy is gonna show up at any point and disrupt his tot's nap.
Not the tot's nap. You do not want to disrupt my tot's nap, because if you do it, Gerald is going to lose his fucking shit on you. I'm not kidding you. And he's in the gym as we speak. So fucking pissed. But then the funny thing is, yesterday as I'm puttering as per usual, I heard that there's actually kids who live right next door. I just heard the sound of children. Oh my God, how good is that? Because now he'll think that I live there. It's so fucking smart.
Yeah.
But
that's perfect.
It's so good. I genuinely thought maybe that's why. But here's the funny thing. So yesterday I went to the outlets, which I do want to spend 3 minutes. I know people don't necessarily care, but some of you will. I went to Sawgrass Mills. It is the massive outlet mall in Weston, Florida. It's about like probably a 20-minute drive from Fort Lauderdale, let's say. As you know, I go to many outlet malls. It is my passion. I don't even go to buy stuff necessarily. I go to see what's there. It's almost my stock market. Yeah. I just like to see what is the Gucci outlet in Verona, Italy, or wherever it is. What do they have versus, let's say, the one in London versus the one here? It's fascinating to me. I don't know. I love it.
This is going to be your second career. I feel like if you ever need to like get another act to your life, like you go sell yourself to like these outlet mall companies, and they can clearly see that like the intelligence and passion, like you could actually turn this into like a executive position later if you want.
It really is my passion. It is, I'd say, much more than comedy. Do you think I like doing this? No, I'm joking.
No.
I got a kid with me. You think he likes it? He's sick of me. No, but I really do. I got a kid with me. It's going to haunt my days. So I went to Sawgrass. Now, you know, there was like a torrential rain event that happened here 2 days ago where, to quote George Carlin, holy shit, a rain event? I got to get tickets to that. Old George Carlin joke. But there was a rain event here. I clearly, it's still killing me. Rest in peace. Where it was flooding, winds. Don't even ask. I think it rained 11 and a half inches in a day. It was the most rainfall Florida's gotten in like decades. Just craziness. So things were flooded. The parking lot at Sawgrass Mills, most of it was flooded. It was, I just thought, I'm really sick that I would risk my health coming here on a day when there are barely any spots to begin with. You know, it just didn't make sense. I found a spot, parked, I go in. I did buy a couple things. I'll tell you about it in 2 seconds. And I realized this is boring. And Dan will get a chance to speak. But I went into the Adidas outlet. Now, normally, I do very well there. I actually often brag about that outlet because I've gotten a ton of like Blue Ivy stuff, or not, I say Blue Ivy, Ivy Park merchandise or things for nothing. I once got a Yohji Yamamoto.
Blue Ivy do make children's clothes. Is that, does Blue Ivy make like children's clothes? For
I got a kid with me and she's got to stitch all night. So if you wouldn't mind, she's been up all night sewing. You mind just turning the bass down a little bit? No, Ivy Park is, as you know, Beyonce's fashion line, which I think is actually coming to a close. Not sure if, I'm pretty sure that's public knowledge. But anyway, went there. Nothing was on sale. The sale there really sucked. I bought nothing. I was like, okay, I don't need anything, obviously. But usually I can find something fun for $20, you know, just to numb the constant hum in my brain. And this guy comes up to me. He works there. Young guy. Let's call him 19 to 20 years old. You could see he was young. Almost my height, skinny, cute enough, you know, but looked very young.
Yeah.
And he said to me, do you mind me asking how tall you are? Now, one of the things that I have forgotten about living in Amsterdam, where everyone is Home Depot skeleton size, is people asking me that. I have not had someone ask me my height almost all year long. So
it must
that's,
have been like freeing. So now you're like, oh boy.
That's the whole thing, is that you forget that you are a local freak when all the other freaks are the same as you. So he goes, how tall are you? So I realize, you know, I'll tell him. I mean, it's, he had a big smile on his face, you know, and I said, I'm 6'1". And then he says, are you ready? He goes, oh my God, are your kids tall? Now,
as a matter of fact,
wait, I'm dying. I said, by the way, I was exhausted. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning and this was probably at 6 p.m. I was so tired. I was puttering around the mall and I said, I think I said something like, well, I wouldn't know because they don't exist. Instead of just saying I don't have kids, I had to say this whole matrix sentence in a very annoying way, which I'm aware of. I said,
and
well,
then you turn around and the crusty lip guy is like right behind you, like catching you.
What? Just right behind me, head to toe, Ivy Park. Huh? That is so funny. But that really, then I started thinking, that's the first time, it really aged me. It was the first time I really thought, oh my God, I look, and I was dressed really cute yesterday. I feel like I was dressed in a youthful manner. I had like little cute sneakers on, you know? And I thought, I look old enough that this young salesperson had no qualms about asking and assuming that not just one kid, many, how are your kids tall? I couldn't get over it. It set me off on a whole midlife crisis spiral where I thought, should I have had kids? I look like I already do. I mean, did I make a mistake in my life not having any?
Wait, was that the whole, well, there,
that was it.
Is that, okay. That sucks. I'm sorry.
It sucks. And I said, no, I don't have kids. And then, you know, it's that thing where a lot of women have commented on this. When people meet women of a certain age, especially ones who are married or never, it doesn't even matter. But they'll say, are you trying for kids? Do you have children? Why don't you have kids? They always ask. I have never been a part of that equation because a lot of people say that. There are articles written about it, how insensitive it is because many women obviously can't. And you don't know someone's fertility struggles when you bust out with or choices. Forget biological struggles.
Yeah.
How about
right.
Hey, I don't want kids. That's it. Period. Bye. Yeah. So when you ask that question, it's I would say it's even a much worse question than how are you still single? Why are you single? You know, that fucking dumbass question, which
yeah,
is
exactly.
I just don't know. Why do you ask the guys I've dated? Or I don't know why I am. I mean, no idea. So there's a lot to unpack also, with that question. Mm-hmm.
They would never ask a guy that either, like a tall guy.
On any
shopping by
fucking
himself.
Planet.
Yeah.
Exactly. A tall guy shopping by himself, I would be like, oh, your wife must be so happy you love to shop. That's what I would say. Your wife must... Where is she? Is she on here? Size is she? What size? I'm just curious. I found an amazing dress. Maybe it's her size. You should have her try it on. I'm just saying words. It's very early by us. Anyway, so that was my outlet experience. But I'll just say one last thing about Sawgrass, and then we can move on. That if you, I'm telling you, Dan, you know, I never tell lies. I've been there sometimes where it sucks. In fact, when my friend Ben was here, we went, there was nothing. We bought nothing. I don't know what happened in the past few months. Every store was brimming with merchandise and everything was dirt cheap. It was like...
Brimming with merchandise?
Brimming. I said brimming.
Okay.
So much stuff. I talked about this actually last week, and a guy who works at the North Face store DM'd me to be like, oh my God, I sent that clip to all my coworkers. There's a North Face outlet at Sawgrass. If you are someone looking for puffer coats, fleeces, what have you... I'm telling you, it is worth flying into Fort Lauderdale for one day, taking a cab to the mall, shopping, and flying back if you live in the U.S. I'm not joking. They had 70% additional off clearance.
Oh, so wow.
Crazy. So they had big
fleece
jackets.
Yeah, I'm actually excited.
Like,
by...
Yes. No, they had... I'm telling you, if I go back, I'll text you. Maybe I'll get you something. But they had fleece jackets for $40 that were like $200. Really cute things, you know? Sweatshirts for $15. It's dumb. It's dumb.
Ugh, that's awesome. Now you're like putting it into me because I've been like buying stuff off eBay, you know, plug in a name brand and your size and see what's there. And now I'm like, I need to get a puffy jacket.
You need a big, I'll tell you, that's one thing I won't buy for you because essentially that's buying a dead body. If I were puffer jackets to me, I have one that lives in a suitcase now in Amsterdam. It weighs about 7 fucking tons. And it's also big on me. So when I put it on, I'm like the Tyra fat suit episode. I just put it on and I'm immediately shallow Hal. Just there's no sense that there are bones in it. It's just a big fucking Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon of a person. It's so flattering on me. I can't even explain how ugly it is.
But I don't think they're flattering on anybody. Like the worst thing is when the style where it's like big tube, like Michelin Man style, where it's like tube. Like that looks awful on anybody, I think.
It's
like if it's like just a big fluffy jacket and it's often like this like shiny kind of skin like texture too. It just looks gross to me. Like,
it's horrible. It honestly, this particular jacket, which I also got shockingly on sale. It just, and it's also too warm. I don't think there's any temperature unless I'm in the Arctic tundra where I will need it. Every time I put it on, I'm boiling hot and I actually fucking hate it. If anyone wants to buy it for me, it's actually a very beautiful jacket. Reach out. It's yours. You have to come pick it up though. I'm not shipping that fucking thing. I hate looking at it. It makes me feel angry. And yesterday at North Face, there were all these bitches trying on puffer coats and I'm thinking, huge mistake, but I didn't say anything. I bought a little fleece jacket. It's so cute for $45. It's really fucking cute. I just felt great. I left them all thinking, God, you know what else I bought? You're going to laugh.
What?
Spanx makes vinyl leggings, like full S&M club.
Wow.
Full leggings. And they had a pair at Neiman's, $30. Normally they're like 100. I couldn't leave them there. They were a size smaller than I normally wear. So I thought, I'll get it because it's Spanx. Like they'll stretch, you know, they're so stretchy. So I didn't even try them on. I came home last night. I thought, I'm going to fucking shove my fat ass into these vinyl leggings. And it took about... I want to say, by the way, downstairs, he's like, turn the bass down. It was so noisy.
Yeah, right.
I
had to... Where's the kid?
I'm like, my kid loves putting on vinyl. I'm so sorry. He's so annoying. No. So I had to squeeze my body into this. It felt like a survivor challenge into these pants. And I did manage to get them there. I mean, they are 100% a size too small. But what I like about it is they are I had them on for about 2 minutes. When I removed them, you know how people used to work out in hefty bags because you sweat a lot?
Yeah.
When right. I removed them, my legs were soaked. I'm thinking, how can anyone wear these outside? So basically, I'm going to save them for a special someone who's into that kind of thing, because there's no way I can wear them. Oof. Not to mention the chafing noise. Wickety, wickety, whack. It's going to be like ear splitting for people.
The other, so those, I was like, I'd been talking to somebody online and I happened to be at the same bar. He was like, oh, look behind you. And we started talking and like we were having some drinks. I put my hand on his back and he was wearing like full shapewear.
Oh.
Which I haven't seen before. And I was like, because I had had a few drinks, I'm like, oh, you know, free the Springfield tour. I didn't say that, but like, you know, like you don't need to bundle up.
What do you mean shapewear? Because explain that to me. Was he like, wearing, wait, hold on a second. How did you know this? You touched him and you felt it?
Well, yeah, because it wasn't skin under his t-shirt. It was like lycra, I guess.
And was it a tank top? Did you see what the thing actually was?
It appeared to be some sort of tank top situation, maybe going below. So I was like, oh, you look great. You don't need this, blah, blah. And
oh
I actually,
my God, well, that's so humiliating.
Well, I didn't know because I'd never done this before. I'd never run into this situation before.
Speaking of someone who has had shapewear on during dates or when I'm dating, what have you, I have maybe once, I'm trying to think. I also wear sexy shapewear, though. It's not like hideous Mrs. Doubtfire fat suit. You wouldn't necessarily know that that's what it's doing, but you can feel it when you touch it. I always say it's my RoboCop suit because I'm telling you, if anyone tries to shoot me in it, I'm making it out alive. It is so tight when you put it on that it rearranges your organs, essentially. And so I don't ever had a man say anything. I'm really trying to think. Oftentimes, listen, in my 20s, I used to go, if, you know, when I had my slut phase, I would go remove it, obviously, in the bathroom before anything happened. Now I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing shorts under this. I'm going to take them off in front of you and you're still going to do things to me, whether you like it or not. And they don't care. Honestly, they really don't. As far as maybe some do, but on a man, it's different. You know, it's a shame that men are judged for such a thing. And that also he felt the need to need that. I know what you mean. It would, if I went home with a guy who was wearing it, I would think it's weird. I'm not going to lie. Like I would be like, but men aren't held to the same societal pressures. That's what I'd say. But I don't understand. Men aren't held to the same societal pressures to look slim. What is this?
Well, yeah. And like, I saw that, like he was, that I had said the wrong thing. And I was like, no, I just mean that, like, you look great, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've seen you online. And I kind of, I don't know. I think I fixed it, but.
For.
I don't know.
For rock hard guy. You know, he's got. You felt hard, right? When you touch it, it's like wood.
Yeah, it's like lizard skin.
I love that. Honestly, I'm very into that. I'm going to put my vinyl pants on for the rest of the show. You won't know. You're just going to hear like light squeaking in the back. Being like, you have them on right now, don't you? Yes, I do. Sorry. I like them.
Just a record scratch noise.
I bought a gown. I had a great time. I really had fun. And I became the best of friends with all the ladies at Neiman's. They're so nice. At one point, they were all circled around me while I was checking out, chatting with me. I had the best time with them. And I'm not joking. They all came over to be like, what'd you get?
My favorite scene.
Genuinely. And we were like chatting. And so, of course, you know, I always like to get the Black Friday scoop. So I was like, so what's going on Black Friday? What are you guys doing here? And they said they don't tell us until 2 days before. But here's my Black Friday tip for those listening, obviously. Is that for those not listening, here's my tip.
Forget
I said anything. If you go Wednesday before Friday, most of the time they're still doing the same deals. Not Macy's when they have their 5 a.m. doorbusters or whatever, but most of the stores are smart and they figure, why wait for the sale? Let's get the shit moving early. So if there's something that you're in the market for, check even Monday of next week because I think that you'll be in good hands.
Yeah. And also they don't want to work on Thanksgiving, so it behooves everybody to like, let's just, they have a meeting, they're like, let's just get this out a couple days early, we can enjoy the holiday.
Dan, you sent me a picture of you in your eBay coat. This is a new coat that you got?
Well, it's the coat itself is actually like 50 years old, but I got it last year, so that's a huge coat on me.
It's not like for me. Oh, I just dropped my phone. Wouldn't that be perfect if I shattered my phone while insulting your coat? You know what I don't like, I'm going to just fess up. I hate like a light colored brown. I hate a light khaki. That color, it can work on certain people with certain skin tones. It's very gorgeous. When I put on khaki like that, I can't even explain how ugly I feel. It makes me feel like the most hideous woman on the planet. I don't like it.
So this is like a big, huge khaki LL Bean coat from like 50 years ago. It looks like I'm out to shovel snow. It's so warm. It wraps yeah. all the way. The hood wraps around my whole head except for like a little circle for my face. I love it. It would be better if it was in another color, but you know. Mm.
Okay, so Dan, let's talk. Forget shopping. Thank you. That was, for me, an indulgence, and I appreciate it. My kids are furious with me. Wrap it up, Mom, constantly, but this is how...
You're like, we need food.
No, I'm sorry. No. No. But anyway, I also bought a bikini yesterday, so get excited, fellas. Hello. Okay. Let's talk about your life. What is new with you otherwise? Yeah. Anything before we move into some fun stuff?
Yes. Before we move into fun stuff in my life. So I did have like a funny thing happen.
Sorry. I didn't consider what I just said. Go on.
So once again, all I do is live and work at the gym. So like I was at the gym locker room and this like tall guy in my same little area, tall, beautiful, like really gorgeous, just approaches me and starts talking to me. And okay. He was like, hey, I see you here all the time, blah, blah, blah. How are you doing? I was like, yeah. So he tells me his name. Do you work here? Because they have this workspace. I'm like, what is happening? Because he's like gorgeous. And so I thought, well, you know, if he's friendly, I was like, so what are you doing this weekend? And he's like, oh, I'm going to see my school play.
And I'm really? Like, interesting.
Yeah.
Our town?
So I'm like, that's what I said.
No, you're joking me.
Like, I said, what play? What play are they doing? He's like, no, I went to Florida State. My school has like a football game. I'm going to see my school play.
Oh my God, then... that is so funny. Wait, I'm crying. That is because also I'm like, school play, sicko.
Yeah, I know. I thought, like, our town? Like, what is it? Yeah. Wicked?
Wait, that's hilarious. Okay, go on. Hey guys, it's Michelle. If you want to hear the rest of this story, plus some other hilarious stories, we talk about lottery lawsuit. That's fascinating. We also ask the question, what do you bring to your partner's house when you pack a little overnight bag? The New York Times wrote about this, and I think you're going to be shocked to hear all this and so much more. Head over to patreon.com/mishcall, MICHCOLL. You can sign up for a free trial so you can actually hear the rest of the episode for free. I also release episodes every single day. There's so much fun. My mom and I record every week. There's so much happening over on the Patreon. So just head over to patreon.com/mishcall, sign up for a trial, see if you like it. I know you're going to love it. And on that note, have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you over there. Bye, everybody.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear this show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content, and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.